You're listening to Playing the Numbers Podcast, bringing you baseball numbers you don't know but need to know, and deep dives on teams and players around the league. Now, presenting your co-hosts, Avery Redd and Shane Mohan.
Hello and welcome back to Playing the Numbers Podcast. I'm Shane Mohan, joined with my co-host Avery Redd as always. We're joined here on August 2nd, Monday morning. We're going to talk about post-trade deadline talk and our second half predictions all coming your way. Let's get into the numbers.
What's going on, guys? Crazy deadline. It is all over now. We're going to talk about it. We're going to give our second half predictions now that we know what's the season is going to look like and everybody's team is going to look like going forward. How do you want to start this off?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say I think this could have been the possibly biggest deadline of all time, most controversial.
Definitely at least the biggest deadline that I've ever seen. I can say that.
There's just one guy that we were all looking forward to seeing this, see where he would go. It was Trevor Story, and he stayed put. What do you think of it?
Rockies are absolute idiots. The Rockies are – I don't even know. That. What a sad excuse for a franchise. They literally had the perfect opportunity to move him. People were selling high this year. They were getting a lot back for their players, even rentals. But instead, they decided to keep him and get a draft pick when he doesn't accept the qualifying offer next year.
I honestly don't understand it at all. I mean, he's still kind of young, so maybe they're kind of just hoping
he's not re-signing.
Yeah, but I honestly don't understand it at all. I mean, maybe he is going to re-sign. That's literally the only possible reason he would stay. Why wouldn't they deal with it?
They're stupid. And I don't know. It was sad. I was excited to see him play for a contender, but now he's stuck in with the Cockies.
I honestly could have seen him coming to Philly. I could have seen him and Buxton getting a plane ticket here, but unfortunately, we want to pick up old heads. And
yay, so far, Gibby!
Yeah, I mean, so far he had a nice start yesterday.
It was against the Pirates.
He can't control who it was.
That's why they started him against. They made sure he lined up against the Pirates in his first start, so it'd give the Phillies fans a week of hope before he comes out again. And you're lucky he's missing us.
I tell you this. He's going to open up the series against the Mets, and it's going to be a big, big test.
That is true. Just like Josiah Gray is going to open it up against you guys, and he's going to throw 7 shutout.
Wasn't it you that said you had a wet dream about him fucking giving up 8 runs today?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It's a wet dream. A-hole.
Well, if it were me, that would be a wet dream for my ass. Fucking, we need that shit. We need like him to give up 7-8 runs.
Well, not happening. Anyway, let's break down some of the other moves of the deadline. I'm going to need your best. What is your best move at the deadline? Anybody, it could be the best because of the prospects they received or the big player they received or whatever.
The Cubs and you guys both got a shitload of prospects.
Yeah, I'm just talking about one individual trade, though. Best move of the deadline.
See, I would have said one of the Cubs, but really, like, if you're evaluating after the first series since the deadline, everyone that they land that Baez, Rizzo, and Bryant went to, they both have contributed already. Three of them have. So
they all three of them hit a home run in their debut.
Exactly. Yeah, they all have solo shots. Or I don't know if they were solo shots, but they all hit homers. So they really have all contributed, which is kind of ironic because they've all been shitters all in Chicago.
Well, KB was doing all right this year, but Rizzo and Baez weren't at their best.
I think when it's all said and done, the best trade, in my opinion, was probably Rizzo to the Yankees.
For who? For the Yankees or the Cubs?
I think for the Yankees.
I like the move for him, but I definitely wouldn't say the best, in my opinion, just because the Cubs or the Yankees gave up some pretty solid prospects for a rental.
Yeah, see, it really depends on what you're valuing here. Like, are you looking at who's going to make a solid push this year, or are you looking at who's set up better for the future? That's how you can answer this question of who made out the best.
Well, I'm just looking at myself, just who won the trade and who made out best, whether it's from getting prospects or getting the player. But I get what you're saying. Like, if you're just looking at who's going to help this year and with the playoff push this year, that's a different question, I guess.
Okay. So basically you're looking at overall for most years.
Overall value of the trade, who got the best value. I'll give you mine. In my opinion, it was probably the Cubs getting Nick Madrigal for Craig Kimbrel.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a big one.
A rental reliever, and they get Madrigal. That was crazy.
That might actually be the best one. You get a young Madrigal, like you said, a young Madrigal for a veteran arm.
And it's only a rental, but yeah, I get what you're saying with Rizzo, because like you were looking at who's going to be helped the most down the stretch here. But with the Madrigal deal, I'm looking at who just got the best value of the trade. And in my opinion, it was the Cubs in that deal.
Yeah. And if you want to say all around which team made out the best, I think that kind of feeds into that with the Cubs getting that tag, because I mean, they got a shitload of prospects along with Madrigal. So.
Yeah. And so are you still saying Rizzo, or are you switching that up?
I mean, this year, definitely Yankees made out better, especially with the Rizzo pickup. So I would say, yeah, Yankees, but in all overall trade value or overall value and longevity, I think the Cubs made out great.
Yeah, agreed. And I'm going to look for my, like, best trade for a team going down the stretch and who I think is going to help their team make the playoffs the most. Well, I would say Scherzer and Turner. That's kind of obvious, though. So I'm going to say Chris Bryant to the Giants winds up working out the best. I like him there. And apparently he was a Giants fan when he was a kid, and he's always been a huge Giants fan. And when he found out he was getting traded, he wanted to go to the Giants.
Very neat, very neat. Now, how do you think Spencer Howard pans out on the Rangers?
I think he can.
A lot of people say we lost that trade. And I'm kind of in the middle with it.
I'd say you won the trade only because you got Hans Kraus back, who is now I think you're like number four prospect or something. But it's tough though, because at the end of the day, Kyle Gibson is probably not going to change the fact of you guys making the playoffs or not. And
he could,
I guess, but
why he could? Because they're obviously, we know Nola's like a toss-up this year, right? But you never know what you're going to get with him. Gibson I think gives you a higher chance of catching wins just because of how deep he goes in the games. And that could be the difference between winning a series and losing a series, because you know Wheeler's going to give you most likely a dub in the games he pitches. And in a three-game set, you put Gibson in the number two. That might even give you series more series wins, which could add up to getting you within a game. So I think he could be the X factor here.
He definitely could be, but at the end of the day, well, there's 2 months left in the season, so he probably has, like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 more starts around there.
Yeah, I'd say it's accurate.
If they win half of those games that he's starting in, yeah, I guess he could be a difference maker from that point, because at the end of the day, the playoffs can be separated. All right, I had some, like, difficulties. Where was I at when I cut off, so I can continue my thought?
I want to say you were saying how Bryant grew up liking the Giants.
I thought we were talking about Gibby.
We were talking about Gibby and how he's got a good 10 to 12 starts left.
Yeah.
The X factor.
Yeah, now I remember. So what I was saying is I hate when people get mad at me for, like, getting pissed about losing a game in April or something. They're always like, it's April. Like, well, guess what? When you miss the fucking playoffs by one game or two games, you're going to look back at this game in April and say, oh, shit, I wish we would have won that. Every game fucking counts. And especially coming down the stretch here, but I don't know. I think Gibby could be different. I just, at the end of the day, I don't.
So basically what you're saying is this Pirates Series L is going to come back to bite us in the ass.
I mean, any Series L will come back to bite you in the ass, but yeah, I mean, if you miss the playoffs by one game, you're probably going to look back at that series with the Pirates or maybe the one with the Rockies in April and be like, shit, wish I would have won another game here.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, hopefully it doesn't come down to that, but it always can.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's tough to grade that one. When I did grade it on my deadline, on my Instagram, on my deadline trades, I gave the Phillies, I think I gave the Phillies a B+ and the Rangers a B or something. I think they both did pretty well in the trade, but it's tough to say, like, a actual winner. But I don't know. I think Howard can
so
be.
So with that being said, I think this is one of those trades where you can say both teams made out well.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The Phillies get a starter and a bullpen arm, much needed, and they also get back a prospect to kind of replace Howard, and then Texas picks up Howard, who could be a big staple in their rotation. I think Howard's just the kind of guy that needed a change of scenery, and maybe it does better for him because the Rangers are kind of the team for that right now. Like, they got Dane Dunning and they got Howard now. I think in a few years they could be looking at a pretty solid rotation.
Kind of like J.P. Crawford needed to change the scenery.
A lot of guys always say that. Like, if a player does good somewhere else, like, you never know if he would have stayed with your team, if he would have ever done what he's doing now. I'm trying to think of an example. I guess, yeah, J.P. Crawford, he's not a great example, but he is a Gold Glove winner now. He's putting up some decent stats in Seattle, nothing crazy.
I think he's sitting, like, what, 280, 280, 290?
Something like 275 around there. But he's got, like, a two-win player, a two-war player, not bad. But anyway, just as an example, he's a decent player with Seattle now, but if he would have stayed with Philly, you have no idea if he would have done that. That's why when, like, fans are like, oh, we should have never traded this guy, or, like, Lucas Giolito, actually, there's a good one. The Nats traded him. They obviously saw something. They probably didn't like with him or didn't think was going to jive with the organization, because Mike Rizzo doesn't really get fleeced on trades, and he gave up Giolito, Dane Dunning, and another pitching prospect for Adam Eaton. So I'm guessing there's something going on there with Giolito, and they traded him over. He went with Chicago, had a really shitty year, and now he's one of the better pitchers in the league. Sometimes guys just need a new scenery.
Pause on you real quick. Does the name John Axford ring a bell?
John Axford, yeah, I remember him, reliever for Milwaukee and a few other teams.
Well, Milwaukee just reunited with him.
What, right now?
Right now.
How old is that guy?
He's got to be pushing 37.
I remember him in, like, the early 2010s and shit.
Yeah, dude. I remember he was, like, 12, 15.
John
Axford. Around that time.
Let me see. He is 38 years old.
Wow.
Hasn't pitched since 2018.
Damn.
That's crazy.
I love it. I love it. That's cool.
That's a cool move. All right. Well, let's hear your worst deal now. Worst deal, either giving up too much prospects or not getting enough in return, or you just don't like it for the team. What's your worst deal?
Honestly, I think on the flip side with the White Sox, I think if they don't win it this year, that could go down as one of the worst trades ever.
Well, of course, it all depends on what Madrigal does. But, yeah, if they win it, every trade that you do, in my opinion, if you win the World Series, every trade that you have done leading up to that, and if the players on your team that you traded for, that's a win. Like, yeah, Adam Eaton, there's another. I'll use this example again. Giolito, it looks like the Nats would lose that trade, obviously. But we won a World Series out of it, so it's a win in my book. Yeah, if Chicago wins the World Series, great trade for them. I don't see that happening. But I don't know. My worst trade, I really thought Toronto gave up a lot for Berrios, even though I love that move for him, and I think he's going to be good. And sometimes you got to give up a little extra to get players like that, so I understand it. But I still think they gave up a little much. And who else gave – what else was a shit trade?
I think they made out well.
Who?
The Blue Jays. I mean, they got Brad –
yikes.
I forget. I knew they got another reliever. I know Brad Hand to shit, but.
Yeah, I was saying yikes because your mic was like Brad Hand.
Figures.
Now, actually, I'm not just saying this because I hate the Mets, but the Javi Baez trade, giving up Pete Crow Armstrong for half a season of Javi Baez. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if he re-signed, but I was never a huge fan of Javi Baez. He's really overrated. But I don't know. I didn't
love – great defender. Great defender.
Yeah, he is a good defender. I didn't love the trade. It's nice to see. Well, not nice to see, but Mets making some moves. You can't be mad at him about that. But I just think Pete Carroll Armstrong was a little much for half a season of Javi Baez. Oh, actually, you know which one?
I will say this, though.
Oh, go ahead.
Dodgers made out best.
Yeah, they did. I mean, even though they gave up their top two prospects, if you have a chance to land players like Max Scherzer and Trey Turner, you do it. Not to
they
mention
just
they
put together an all-star team. And that's,
I know.
That's
not
it.
To mention they picked up Danny Duffy as well.
Exactly. Dodgers made out best this trade deadline, in my opinion. And if they don't win the World Series, they're a fucking joke.
I know, dude. I'm going to laugh my ass off if they don't win the World Series. Imagine they get, like, bounced in the DS or something. But
they might even have to make the wild card, dude. They could get bounced in.
I know that would be fucking crazy if they made the wild card and they got bounced in the wild card.
That'd be crazy, bro.
But one trade that people aren't talking about a lot is the A's getting Starling Marte. And I think
I think that was
one of the better moves of the deadline, but not for the A's, for the Fish. Getting Lizardo, that's huge.
Definitely.
He's had some struggles, but I don't know. That's a controllable, left-handed, highly touted arm for half a season of Starling Marte. That's not bad at all.
No, I think that was a great move for the Fish. Because, like you said, isn't Lizardo like 22, 23?
He's some 20, I'd say 24 max, but I don't know exactly how old he is. Can't be any more than like 24, though.
Great pickup. And dude, this is the Fish are going to be a great team.
They're going to be a powerhouse. Listen to all the pitchers that they have. All these guys are under 25, I believe. Outside of maybe Pablo Lopez, who is like 26.
I was gonna say Pablo Lopez might not be.
He's like 26 though, so or whatever he is. But they got
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
They got Lopez, Lizardo, Max Meyer, who's one of my favorite prospects. Sixto, Edward Cabrera, Trevor Rogers. I mean, I feel like I'm missing somebody too, but their pitching is just fucking crazy.
Edward Cabrera.
Yeah, I said him.
Oh, okay.
I thought I missed. I'm pretty sure I'm missing somebody, but I mean, their team is going to be pretty good in the next few years, and I can definitely see them making a big splash in free agency soon.
No doubt.
Well, honestly, I might have to make that my new best move. I kind of forgot about it myself, but Lizardo to the Fish for half a year of Marte. That's one of the better moves of the deadline for sure.
And yeah, I mean, when you really think about it, for longevity and to add to that soon-to-be stellar rotation, I think the Fish did end up making out probably one of the best in the league.
Yep, agreed. So, huge fucking deadline. One of the biggest I've ever seen as a baseball fan, if not the biggest. And it's going to be fun now. Now that we have all the deadline moves done, we can finally start making some second half predictions here. We've been holding off on it because we wanted to see what teams did at the deadline. Now we see it. So let's break into it. NL East. I know how you're feeling about this shit. Let's hear it.
Damn right. I think it comes down to the Phils and the Braves.
Here we go, dude. He's such a fucker. He can't admit that the Mets are goated. Not goated, but he can't admit that the Mets are a better team than the Phillies. He can't.
All right. Listen. I'm telling you, they have given this division on a silver platter to the Phils and Braves. You know it. Everybody knows it. There is no fire in that Mets team. There might be now with Javi Baez there. There very well could be, but there has been no fire in that team up to this point.
I don't know, dude. I just don't. Lindor, when he comes back, paired with Baez up the middle, they're good friends. They got Pete. He's been raking. They're going to be getting Syndergaard back soon. They just got Carrasco back.
That's great. They got a lot of pieces coming back, but it all needs to work out. And I don't know, man.
I just don't see him choking it. I don't see him, and I don't think the Phillies are good enough to choke, dare to make them choke it. And I don't think the Braves are good enough either.
It's anybody's game, man.
Well, I don't know. So what are your final predictions for the East, 1 through 5?
All right, 1 through 5. My honest prediction is Braves, half a game back Phils, one game back Mets, fish, you guys.
Fuck you. We're not finishing below the fish. We're like 5 games ahead of them. Prick. Dude, all right. Well, I'll give you a more realistic outcome for this division. It's going to go Mets, Braves, Phillies, Nats, Marlins. Phillies.
You have Phillies in second.
Third.
Third.
They're going to crumble, dude. I'm telling you, it happens every year. They're not built for this shit.
I don't have them winning it, but I don't think they're going to crumble.
I'd say they win maybe 83 games. 80. I said 86 tops, and at an absolute floor, probably like 79, 80. I'm telling you, dude.
It's sad, but it's true. They just won't make it again. And this is a veteran-packed team of guys that are content with their contract, and they just show up, clock in at 9, clock out at 5, and that's it. That's really where I've come to with the team. And it sucks because they are my team. And you obviously want them to do well, and they're like a fucking circus. They fool you. They're like a meme or a mime. They fucking fool you and make you think it's dope and shit.
A mime?
Fucking.
Did you just say a mime? Doing,
yeah, like
the
a mime.
People with the fucking white faces that like pretend they're in the box and shit.
Exactly. They throw up some dope shit and they make you think they're dope. And then next thing you know, they pull out a fucking goose egg against the Pirates.
Well, all right. So you got the Braves as division champions, you're telling me.
Yes.
That is a dog water take right there, Shane.
Hold what you want, pal.
All right, whatever. Moving on. We'll see. We're coming back to this episode at the end of the year. Central, NL Central, 1 through 5. Let's hear it.
I think you got to go Brewers.
Yeah, I think they've cemented themselves as division champs at this point.
You got to go Brewers, Reds, Cardinals, and then Pirates. And
just forget about the Cubbies.
And the like Pirates, Cubs, doesn't really matter. They're both going to be last place shitters.
Yeah, well, I have to agree. I don't think it changes. I think it stays the same it is right now. Brewers, Reds, Cardinals, Cubs, Pirates. I think the Brewers are going to continue to run away with it. They look good as shit right now. And probably the most intriguing division in baseball, the NL West. What do you have to say about the West?
The West is up for grabs, man. And that's probably be one of the most exciting divisions of the year.
But if Tatis goes down for the rest of the year, that's rough.
Yeah, I don't know, dude, because he had that injury at the beginning of the year, and he played even better through it. Like, because there was actually, I think there was like a tear or a fracture, and he was still going yard.
Yeah, he's a beast. I don't know. It's tough to say. I want to say the Giants hold on, but how the fuck can you say the Dodgers aren't going to win this division? I don't know how. I don't know. I'm just going to say fuck it and say the Giants hold on.
Yeah, I think so too.
With Chris Bryant, the addition, I love that.
Exactly. And they were doing it without him. They're on a roll. They got the momentum, and they added to it. So
let's look at their schedule going forward here.
Definitely important.
Honestly, here's their August. They got a 4-game set with Arizona coming up. That's light work. Then they got Milwaukee for 3, Arizona for 2, Colorado for 4. So Then the Mets, A's, Mets again, Braves, Brew Crew. I don't know. Their schedule's kind of iffy. They got a lot of games against Rockies, D-backs, a few against the Cubbies here. But they also, of course, have to play San Diego, L.A. a lot. So it's going to be tough. I don't know. I think they can hold on, though. Can you imagine the Giants having the best record in the National League? I would be literally shocked. I'd be shocked.
I wouldn't be, though. I mean, honestly,
if somebody told you
this going in.
Okay.
What's up?
If somebody told you at the beginning of the year, the San Francisco Giants are going to have the best record in the National League, I would have fucking laughed at them. There's nobody expected that.
No doubt. We had them as bottom feeders. I remember that was the exact way we described them and the Rockies
for the division. We were very wrong. And I'm glad I'm wrong.
I think everybody was wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I was wrong because I love that team. And I'd love to see them go on a deep playoff run. But, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they hold on. Dodgers 2, Rockies – or Padres 3, Rockies 4, and D-backs 5.
So what are we thinking for a wild card? Because I think it's pretty safe to say it's going to be Padres and Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, unless we see a serious collapse from the Padres, which I don't see happening even with or without Tatis, I think they're still a wild card team. I mean, the only teams really threatening right now are the Reds. And
yeah, I don't think they
won. I think the playoffs are pretty much set, like, for the National League, with the exception of maybe the Phillies or Braves taking out the Mets. And maybe the Dodgers taking out the Giants. But
there's definitely a chance for the Phils, and I'm glad you're not entirely sleeping.
I'm not entirely counting them out yet, but, I mean, if I had to put money on it, I'd say they don't make it.
I think that's the safe bet, and it looks like it's probably leaning towards that being the truth, but it's just the division is so shit that a fucking losing record still has you in contention at this point.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow squeaked in, but I also, if I had to put money on it, I'd probably say that the way the playoffs look right now, they're probably going to stay. Which would be cool, honestly, if you look Milwaukee versus Mets and the DS, that'd be an interesting series. And the Giants against either the Dodgers or the Padres, that'd also be a really interesting series.
Yeah, it would.
So, all right, we'll come back to that after we do the American League, and then we'll do some playoff predictions. But let's move on to the American League, starting with the East, which the Rays just took control of as they're on a 4-game streak and Boston's on a 4-game skid.
I love it, dude. I have said it for a good month now that I got the Rays winning the whole thing.
You have said that. It's, I don't know. I don't know how the fuck that team does it, dude. Like, I really don't know. Like, yeah, they picked up Nelson Cruz, but I don't know how the fuck they continue to just act like a powerhouse. They're literally like, I don't even know.
Did you see last night when he tried to stretch out that double?
And who? He just,
Nelson Cruz. He hit a single down the right field line. He tried to stretch it into a double, and it was like that one MLB The Show animation where you're just sitting there at the bag.
Yeah, when he throws it and you're just sitting waiting for him to tag him.
Yeah, it was just like that. It was just like that.
That's fucking funny.
It's great. It's great. But well, no, I'm in the same boat, dude. I'm questioning how, but at the same time, I'm a believer in the Rays.
Well, they just swept the Bo Sox. That's a
right.
A literal. That's a huge statement in at this point in the season.
Well, I mean, Phils didn't sweep the Bo Sox, but they took 2 or 3 from them. It happens, dude.
I know, but to sweep a a division rival and take over first place in August. I mean, that's crazy. That's a huge statement right there. But so do you think Tampa Bay prevails and takes the East?
I'm going to say no. I think the Bo Sox take the division, but I think the Rays will win just about every single playoff game they need to make it to the World Series.
All right. That's a fair take. Honestly, we're kind of switching roles here, but I say Tampa Bay takes the division now. Well, it all depends. Honestly, for me, it all depends on Chris Sale. He is the X factor in this whole division, because if he can come back and be the Chris Sale he was, I got Boston. But if he comes back and he's not quite the same yet, it's tough, because it's tough to bet against these Rays. They just keep doing it every year, year in and year out, and their powerhouse is disguised as bottom feeders.
Agreed. They're not given enough credit.
They're not. And yeah, but if my final prediction right now, with no Chris Sale in the picture, I got Tampa Bay, Boston, New York, Toronto, Baltimore. So the same as it is
you
right
now.
You got
Boston in third?
No, I said Tampa Bay, Boston, New York, Toronto, Baltimore.
Gotcha. I think it stays pretty similar to that, but I got the Blue Jays hopping up to third.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was definitely thinking about that. Yankees have been all right there.
I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt after what they just did at the deadline.
With Berrios?
Yeah, and the bullpen, because that's been – they're kind of similar to the Phillies. They got an absolute shitter bullpen, shitter rotation with, like, Ryu. Their Ryu. Our Wheeler is their Ryu, and they addressed it. So I honestly would definitely give Blue Jays the wild card spot, but I'm going to give them the 3 spot, and the Yankees will fall to 4th, and I'll fucking love it.
I would love that too, not going to lie. All right. So Central, I'd say the Central is pretty much – I mean, I don't see any of those teams taking it from the White Sox. Yeah, and
That's a lock.
It's pretty much everybody else in that division, shitter, who cares where they finish. And then you got the AL West. I know you were an Oakland guy. I've been Houston all year, and I think they hold out. Yeah, so do you think the Strohs prevail, or does Oakland take it from them?
I'm still rocking with Oakland.
Really?
I like Marte. I really wanted him to come to the Phillies personally, but now that he'll be in center field, I think he fits in well in Oakland. He's having a great season. Nothing crazy, nothing to jump off the charts, but he's a solid ball player. And I think his contributions will solidify a number one spot for the A's.
All right. Well, I say Houston takes it. And my 2 wild cards are Boston or Tampa Bay, whoever doesn't win. But in this one, I'll say Boston. And then I don't know. That second spot's kind of up for grabs. Right now it's between the A's, the Yankees, the Jays, and even the Mariners still. But I don't know. I'm going to say Boston and Skanks.
Boston and the Skanks.
I think the Skanks take – can you imagine that, dude, a wild card between New York and Boston? That would literally be fucking awesome.
Nah, I don't see it. I mean, I think it would be awesome and all, but I don't see it. I think, in reality, I think you got Rays, Blue Jays.
Rays, Blue Jays. Now, that would be interesting as well. So, you don't have – wait a second. You just said Oakland takes the division. You're telling me you don't think Houston makes the playoffs?
True. So, my mistake. So, I would actually go – Rays, Astros.
All right. So let me put together my playoff bracket then right quick. So in the National League, I had Mets versus Brewers. Give me the Brew Crew moving on to the CS. And in the wild card, I had Dodgers, Padres. Give me Max Scherzer shutting their asses down. Dodgers, Giants. Oh man, that's tough. But I'd have to get Giants. I have to get Dodgers. And then a CS of Dodgers and Brew Crew. Give me the Brew Crew.
Damn right.
Give me the fucking Brew Crew. Let's hear your NL predictions for the playoffs.
All right. Wild card. We're gonna start it off with
Yo. You still there, Theo? Earth to Theo. All right, my apologies. Another mic missed malfunction. This one from Theonator. The struggles of recording on computer. It's all right. One day we'll be in the studio with mics and all that shit. I know you guys will take us there. But anyway, fucking where were we? Oh yeah. Your playoff predictions, starting with your wild card, National League. Who did you even have as your wild cards? I forget.
Dodgers, Padres.
Oh yeah, Dodgers, Padres. Yeah.
So I would have. I think you the safe bet here is you take the Dodgers. So I would have Dodgers taking that. Then I'd have them barely getting past the Brew Crew. Like, this is like, there's my once and there's my actual like predictions.
So
I think they barely get past the Brew Crew.
Wait, so you think the Brew Crew have the best record in the National League?
Yes.
Nice.
How close is it with the Giants?
Milwaukee is 3 games behind them right now.
Yeah. Give it to the Brewers. They'll have the best record in the NL.
Interesting. I like that. And then you would have Braves Giants in the other DS series.
Yeah, Braves Giants. Giants will sweep.
Damn right.
And then you'll probably have a Dodgers Giants NLCS.
That'd be nice. Who's going to the World Series is the question.
I think the Giants, they got the ice in their veins. They've done it plenty of times.
Nice.
The 2010s are theirs. They're taking it. They're going to the World Series and they're losing it to the Rays.
All right. Interesting choice. Well, for my American League, I got Houston finishing with the best record, which would give us a DS of the White Sox and the Rays. And then I got Boston and New York in the wild card. I got New York taking it, sadly. And then it would be Yankees, Strohs, DS, which would be awesome. Give me the Strohs. And give me Tampa in the other series, which would give us a Strohs, Rays, CS. Give me the Strohs for a Strohs, Brew Crew World Series. And give me the Brew Crew for the 2021 Major League World Series champions. Let's go.
Wow. Dude. That is some bold ass shit.
Give me the Brew Crew. I love them, dude. I love their fucking squad.
I love them too. I think for my one, I'd love for them to win the whole thing. But my reality is the Rays.
All right. The Rays back-to-back World Series. And you think they pull through this time?
I do think they pull through. I think Franco makes Arozarena look like doggy.
All right. So my prediction is the Brew Crew and yours is the Rays. I like it. You had Rays Giants, correct?
Yes.
Brew Crew Strohs. All right.
I think either or are very possible.
Yeah, me too, honestly. But if I was a betting man, and if I had to take the easy way out, I'd probably just say Strohs Dodgers or, like, I don't know.
That pissed me off, dude. Like, that actually really pissed me off that it was Dodgers Strohs again.
It would, but it would kind of be cool because all, like, the fucking tension from the cheating and shit, and they were the team that they cheated against, and I don't know. It'd be kind of cool.
No, it would. It would. It would definitely bring some excitement. I just – you want to see new teams in there.
Yeah, I think the most interesting World Series in that case for, like, seeing new teams and stuff, I think Brewers-White Sox would be pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Brewers Red Sox. Any World Series with the Brewers would be interesting. The Giants making it would be cool. If the Mets made it, I'd literally puke.
Yeah, I don't think I'd watch it.
I'd watch it. They'd watch them get their heads kicked in.
They get Royals.
Yeah, the Royals fucking them. Well, honestly, I think both of ours have a decent chance of happening, and I think they'd both be a hell of a series.
I think they would, and I think that being said, we're going to wrap up this episode.
Yeah.
No trivia today.
Oh, yeah, crap. We forgot about that. We'll bring that back.
We'll bring trivia back on Fridays. We're thinking about – what do we want to do about these Wednesday episodes?
Oh, yeah, we were thinking about doing –
I feel like in the second half, we might want to start ramping it up.
Yeah, what the heck were we thinking about doing on Wednesdays? I forget. Oh, yeah, we were thinking about doing just trivia. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to – we'll talk about it off camera a little – or off recording a little more. But we're thinking about doing Wednesday episodes, whether it's just trivia or we come up with some segment. We don't know. We will let you know when we know. But when's our next episode then?
Friday.
Unless we do decide to drop a Wednesday. Probably won't be this week if we do it, but we'll probably be back with the series recaps and stuff. Let us know if you guys even like those, or if you like us going over all the series and some standouts and stuff like that, or if you just prefer us coming in here like today and talking a bit of baseball. So let us know what you guys prefer.
DM us. Put a poll on your Instagram about that. I'm actually very curious.
Okay, I will. Yeah, but you guys know where to reach us at BTN Podcast, BTN.podcast on Insta, or MLB.strikezone. You can always DM that. You can leave a review on the pod, do whatever you want to get in contact with us. But yeah, we dropped some playoff predictions today and a trade deadline recap, I guess you can say. It was a hell of a recap, and me and Theonator are gearing up for the Phillies Nats. Josiah Gray,
damn right,
first Nats start tonight.
We're gonna have to record that.
We might have to do a little Instagram. Oh, actually, I'll be at work, but we might have to pop out with a little Instagram live or something. I'll see what I can do at the workspace.
Sounds good. All right, guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you in the next one.
We will see you in the next episode. Peace.
And before you click off, check out our sponsored segment, Anchor.
Yep. Just check it out. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Anchor before you go and why it's the best way to make a podcast.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.